This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
Five games, five wins, 24 goals, one goal conceded. That's PSG in the Champions League this season. They look pretty good. They put down a marker against Bayern as well. Pretty good's a bit of an understatement, isn't it? Yeah, they look all right. They have been very impressive against a good Bayern side. They've demolished Celtic twice. Are they really nailed on to win this competition?
I'll say yes.
The Paris Globetrotters.
Yes, I'll say that. Yep, I think they won the Champions League. Nailed on's maybe a bit strong, but yeah. For the sake of entertainment and predictions, yep, they're nailed on winners.
Case closed.
I think there's no
that was
one.
An early episode.
I don't see anyone coming close to them. I think there's been a remarkable consistency, not just in their Champions League performances, but in the league. And I know Ligue 1 is a lower quality, but you still need to keep that momentum going. Been hugely surprised, and surprised is the word. I didn't think Unai Emery, despite having seen him at Sevilla and done a very good job, I think last season was a bit of a disappointment. There were suggestions that PSG were even looking to replace him, but he's done an excellent job this season. And having watched them, as we're all Scots, we've seen them at close quarters this season, watching them thump Celtic twice. I think there's nobody, I don't see a better team than them at the moment.
Do you agree?
No.
Shocker.
For almost the entire everything that Graham's just mentioned there, I don't think they've actually been tested yet, to be honest with you. They've played against a Celtic team who are obviously nowhere near the capacity, and an Anderlecht team are even worse. And the one time they played Bayern was when they were in utter and complete disarray. I mean, the difference between Bayern Munich now and the way they were under Ancelotti when they lost 3-0, in a game, by the way, that Bayern Munich actually played quite well. I know you can just say that when they lost 3-0, but they really did, and that's when they were bad. Bayern Munich are a completely different team now. I think they're going to offer a completely different challenge in the final match day. And I think that'll be the first test, really, of the season, in my opinion, of how good this PSG team are.
Is it in Munich or is it in Paris?
It's in Munich, yeah. So, and I mean, they might still get a draw, or, you know, both teams, considering they both qualified, might not even put up much of a fight. Fine. But I'm still very wary of every season we do see teams kind of pull away at this stage in the season, in the group stages. And you kind of have to put an asterisk next to their form, because a lot of teams in the champion, the group stages are just such a random assortment of quality and performances. And then you also have to bear in mind that all the teams that qualify for that then have to go off and do whatever they do for 6 months, and then they come back. Mm-hmm. So the teams that are in form right now, and the teams that have these glistening squads of players who are, you know, in sync and everything's happy and everything's smiling, could completely change in 6 months' time. And on top of that, I still think at the very top against the super clubs in Europe, PSG still have some convincing to do. They're still very top heavy, in my opinion. And I'm still not entirely sure that they can go on and challenge Real Madrid, Barcelona, or potentially even Bayern Munich under Jupp Heynckes, and of course Man City under Pep Guardiola.
Last season, though, I felt was a bit of a watershed for PSG, in that they beat Chelsea, didn't they?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Then they thumped Barcelona in the first leg, and famously got thumped in the second leg to go out. However, that showed to me that it's not just the signings they've made this summer. I think they are ready to make that next step up. And while you talk about Bayern Munich, yes, they were in disarray in that first match, but Bayern Munich are still a good team. They might not have been the Bayern Munich of the last few years. You know, they might not be a team that's good enough to win this competition now, as they have been in recent years, but Bayern Munich are still a good side, shown by the fact that they've already qualified, haven't they? Bayern Munich, with a match day to go, have already qualified for the last 16. So I disagree. I think PSG have shown more than enough. It's not just the fact they're winning these games, they're thumping teams. It's quite similar to Manchester City, who are perhaps the other team you would say they're the side. I don't know if ironic's the word, but notable that PSG and Man City for so long have been lumped together because of the oil money, and at the same time both of them seem to be rising to the top of the European game. So those are the two teams for me.
Staying on PSG then, what is it that they do so well, perhaps beyond the obvious, which is spend lots of money and buy good players?
They're really good at avoiding FFP.
They're also very good at that, yeah. what is it on the pitch that they do so well? Because, I mean, obviously, against Celtic in particular, in Paris, Celtic were obviously not, as you guys were saying, not on their level, but PSG looked pretty awesome as well.
I think the Globetrotters comparison's a genuine one, if I'm honest with you. They overload teams with this attacking array, and as we saw against Celtic and Bayern Munich in that first leg, and obviously Anderlecht, they just have so many outlets to score goals. Neymar is undoubtedly the heart of this team. He picks up the ball. He doesn't play as a striker. He comes short for the ball. He sets up goals just as often as he scores them. I mean, he is the real heart to that team, the same way that Messi is at Barcelona, rather, which you could then argue is completely justified why he left in the first place. Mm-hmm. So they have that at the heart of the team. But they also have players like Cavani, Mbappe, and then they have good central midfielders too, and Rabiot, Verratti, I think, is a really good player as well. So just go, and then you've got guys like Angel Di Maria and Julian Draxler coming off the bench and stuff. Okay, so they have a real terrifying array of attacking players, and I think that's literally the extent of it, if I'm honest with you.
I think from front to back they're an excellent team. I think they've been fairly shrewd. Even I would point to Dani Alves. Dani Alves is obviously in the twilight of his career, but is still, for my money, one of the best right backs in the game. He completely is.
See, I think that's the perfect example where they would come up against a team like Real Madrid and they could just completely exploit that position. And you've got a really inexperienced left back as well.
Well, it depends what you mean by exploit. You mean exploit his defensive capabilities, right? Well, that's always been something teams have been able to do against Dani Alves. But I still think, as a modern fullback, he is a complete right wing on his own. There's few players who are like that. Maybe Marcelo at Real Madrid, I think, is fairly similar in that he just controls a whole wing on his own. But, you know, as Stefan says, in midfield, Thiago Motta, we were talking about it just before we started. How is
he still playing
football? And what's
was
more,
50?
He's getting better. And I actually wasn't a massive fan of Thiago Motta. And if you'd asked me last season, I would have said he was maybe a bit of a weak link in that team. Well, he's been excellent this season. He's now playing at the best he's ever played and for the best team he's ever played for, I think. And even at the back, I mean, that centre-back partnership between Marquinhos and Thiago Silva, yeah. Excellent. So I just think they have a real balance, but obviously the main strength is quite similar to what Barcelona have had in recent years when they've had a front three that you just can't combat against them. You know, if you've marked one guy, the other guy's going to do damage, and that's what they're doing.
You talk about Neymar obviously being the heart of that team. Is the pantomime surrounding him, should it be of a concern to PSG? Could it destabilise them and maybe some of the players around him?
I'm amazed it hasn't destabilised them already, to be honest.
Well, he's already fallen out with what, two
or three of them? Well, that's what I was going to say. They seem to be a completely, in terms of characters and personalities, they seem to be a completely dysfunctional unit. And yet, on the pitch, I mean, to their credit, you know, they seem to be able to put things behind them. We've had the fallout between Cavani and Neymar. By all accounts, even though Neymar came out and said that he hadn't done it, I think that was
he unfollowed him on Twitter.
that's the same.
I know.
No, but apparently there was a confrontation.
If I unfollowed him, we wouldn't talk for weeks.
I didn't even know you did follow me. I don't follow you. So
I'm out.
Yeah, Cavani and Neymar falling out. Then there was the falling out between Unai Emery and Neymar, with Neymar supposedly asking for Emery to be sacked. So and then
straight
there's
the Lionel Messi rule book, by the way, that one.
There's the cliquiness between Alves and Neymar and the Brazilian Marquinhos and Silva. So it does seem like it's all held together with tape, but for the moment it is working well.
Yeah, the other side to that coin might be the fact that Neymar clearly has a bit of a chip on his shoulder about not being at Barcelona anymore. Mm-hmm. I think he thought things would have just imploded at Barcelona. What's actually happened is Messi's now making even more money, and he's even more important.
Drawn up lists of players he wants to sign.
As far as I can tell, they took the money they were paying Neymar and just gave it to Messi. And you
and
know,
Paulinho. I mean, that was like the biggest fingers up. They were like, we're actually going to sign Paulinho and be better.
Yeah, so, but this is a genuine point. I think what might work is that PSG have this chip on their shoulder about having to prove their worth in Europe the same way Neymar now does, I think. And if one player, I think if Neymar can somehow encapsulate or characterise that kind of necessity to prove themselves, for PSG to prove themselves, that could be really, really important. If you have a guy who is arguably, if not, he's going to be the next best player once Messi and Ronaldo retire, then if he is literally dragging PSG kicking and screaming, I don't think he will, because like we said, we've got a very talented squad, but if he has to, he will drag them to a final. I think that could be hugely important, as we've seen in the last 10 years of European football, where teams are built around one superstar, in particular Ronaldo or Messi, and to a less extent other clubs as well. if they have a player like that who's very much characterised, I need to be the very best, then they can build on that.
So you said earlier on they've maybe not faced a challenge in Europe yet. Does that mean maybe they've peaked too early this season as well? Because they have looked great both domestically and in Europe. Can they get better? Can they sustain this?
What I find quite intriguing is that, especially against Celtic, actually, I felt they, at large parts they were just kind of playing around, to be honest with you. I felt quite bad. It's like a mouse or a cat just played around with its food, actually, the way they played against Celtic. And but what that also meant was that Celtic actually looked quite good in attack. They scored straight away, and I know they only scored one goal, so it might not suggest as much, but I don't want to be unfair on Celtic, but against PSG, they're a very limited side, but they still cause problems going forward. And I think that was largely down to the fact that the team, the PSG, at least defensively, just didn't seem that interested in actually paying attention. And now, if you fast forward that to in 6 months' time or something, when they're playing ahead of their first 16 game, and they spent the last 3 or 4 months just kind of bullying Ligue 1 sides and not really paying too much attention, I think complacency can be a really big problem there. It's a problem for clubs like Bayern Munich, who have to make a notable step up from their domestic league.
Celtic,
of course, yeah, absolutely. So I think that's a real danger, I think. And like I said at the top of the show, you cannot apply the form right now that any team in Europe is enjoying to how they'll be playing in May.
I'm not sure if it's complacency. I think it's more a case of not being tested in a different kind of match. They haven't. I will agree that, and you know, part of the downside, if there is, can be a downside of thumping every team you play, is you're not well versed in how to grind out a win, particularly when the tension and the pressure is on. And PSG haven't really. They've had the game against Marseille, I suppose, where they rescued something from that game in Ligue 1, but it's not quite the same. So I think there is another test for them to face, one that they haven't faced already, but I don't doubt that they can pass that test as well. I think
just,
they're ready.
Just to expand that point, though, about the idea in the test, if you actually look back at like the kind of periods of dominance in English in European football, you had Spanish football, you had Barcelona and Real Madrid, and Atletico Madrid as well, who were able to maintain their drive and their commitment and their form because they were constantly fighting with each other in the league every week. Mm-hmm. And then before that, you had Chelsea and Man United, who were constantly at each other's necks domestically, and then they played each other in finals or in semi-finals. And so they were always able to keep that, maintain that level of excellence. And I think PSG could genuinely struggle because they don't have that.
Right, we all know, well, everyone knows what Neymar's brought to PSG. Let's talk briefly about Mbappe. He's had quite the impact as well. How good is he?
I think he's a superstar. I think he's not just one for the future. And you know, French football fans, and I wouldn't profess myself to be a French football fan by any measure. I've watched maybe two or three games in Ligue 1 this season, but and watched pretty much all of PSG's games really in the Champions League. So they won't be surprised to hear this, but I think if you're an outsider, having seen them, I think Mbappe is almost as I wouldn't say he's as important as Neymar, because he has the hub of that, the attacking hub of that team. But I think it's so important to have someone on the wings. To be honest, here's how I'd say it. Mbappe is playing the Neymar role. Neymar played at Barcelona. Neymar has become Messi. Mbappe has become Neymar. He stretches the pitch. I think he is. Everyone talks about him one for the future. I think he's a top five player now. I really think he's brilliant. Except I can't remember a talent actually. Maybe other since Lionel Messi, who's as good as him at such a young age.
I'm gonna call it. You don't agree, do you?
I don't think he's a top five player right now. No, I think he's obviously got unbounded talent, and he's proved that in the one season he's played so far. Just making that point. But yeah, Gray makes a perfect point. He bounces off Neymar perfectly, and I think Edison Cavani as well. I mean, I know he's not young and he's not sexy and he's not the next big thing.
Oh, he's definitely he's very sexy. Yeah,
he's sexy a lot in this show.
Yeah, he is a very handsome man. But he and Mbappe bounce off Neymar really, really well. Gray makes a perfect point. Neymar creates just as many goals as he scores himself, and that's kind of Neymar's whole thing, isn't it? He picks the ball up in the middle, off the edge of the box, like Messi, and he loves those 1-2s and or play the ball through or across, whatever, cutbacks. Mbappe and Cavani do that so well.
I guess just finally and briefly, any teams in that competition you can see stopping PSG?
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Yeah?
City and Barcelona, that's the final everyone, I don't know if they won, but that's the showdown between Messi and Neymar in the final. That would be quite something.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.